Oh, my Jewish cousins, when I see the demolition of the houses and the injustice and the loss of life, I am reminded of a historical fact that we Muslims received a many black eyes, and to save yours, we even paid by our lives. My Jewish cousins, when you were at the brink of extinction, it was the helping hands of the Muslims that gave you the protection. So here are the top 10 reasons why you, my Jewish cousins, should thank the Muslims and show some repentance. He was born in the year 1135 in Muslim Spain. He benefited from the Muslim scholarship. He moved to Morocco and graduated from a Muslim institution, the University of Kharawayin. Then he went to Egypt and he wrote the commentary of the Mishnah. He was the most prominent Jewish scholar of all time, and he's called as the second Moses. So my Jewish cousins, for all the wonderful achievements of Moses Maimonides, he was a product of the Muslim culture, Muslim institutions, and Muslim nation. Thank the Muslims. The Jewish people of the Byzantine Empire, they were heavily persecuted, especially when Christianity became the official faith. Theodosius II, he took away the rights of the Jewish people and they were prohibited from building the synagogues. When the Muslim Ottoman Turks, when they came to Bursa in Turkey in the year 1324, Jews, when they saw the Muslims, they were overjoyed. They took the Muslims as their saviors. Sultan Orhan, he gave the persecuted Jews a home and the permission to build the synagogues. The persecuted Jews from all over Europe, they found their home, their peace, their abode in the Muslim Ottoman Empire. The era of the Muslim rule in Spain from the 8th century to the 11th century, according to the Jewish Encyclopedia, is called as the Golden Age of Judaism. A number of Jewish scholars, they flourished in the Muslim Spain. My Jewish cousins, for this Golden Age of Judaism, for the Jews, by your Muslim cousins, thank the Muslims. It was Friday night, December 7th, 2007. On the train of New York, four Jewish people, they were greeting each other with Happy Hanukkah. The 14 thugs did not like the Jewish people, started to ultimately beat them up. No, the Ant-Man, the Batman, the Spider-Man, they were not into the picture, but in came to save the day was a Muslim man.
There were 14 of them total, 6 girls and 8 guys, and they're hitting me in the face. I'm bleeding on the ground, my lid splits open, I'm bleeding, and this random stranger, Hassan Askiri, jumps in. A Muslim American saved us.
Europe was in the middle of World War II. The Jewish people from different countries in Europe, they were sent to the gas chambers. But one such country, the country of Albania, the Muslims in Albania, they were defiant. They wrote false documents for the Jewish people, and in this way, they refused to hand over the Jewish, their cousins, to the Nazis, saving thousands and thousands of them.
So I am filled with gratitude to the Albanian people for saving Jewish men and women and children who lived in Albanian lands.
The year was 623, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he moved from Mecca to Medina. He found out that the Jewish people, they were fasting, they were celebrating, that the Jewish people were happy because on that day, like many centuries ago, God saved the Jewish people and Moses, peace be upon him, from the clutches of Pharaoh. So Muhammad, peace be upon him, also to recognize this wonderful act of liberation by God, of the Jewish people, he started to also fast. So my dear Jewish cousins, the 1.7 billion Muslims, we join the Jews around the world in thanking the Creator for the liberation of the Jewish people. Thank the Muslims. Muslims consider Mary, the mother of Jesus, peace be upon them, to be as Muslim. But our Jewish cousins, they take Mary to be as ethnically Jew. Mary is the only lady who is mentioned by name in the Quran. In chapter 3, verse number 42, the Quran says, and the translation, that, O Mary, God has chosen you, God has purified you, and God has chosen you amongst the women of the world. So my Jewish cousins, the 1.7 billion Muslims, by believing in Islam, in the Quran, they elevated and honored the status of a Jewish lady, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Thank the Muslims. Muslims have not just been protecting the lives of the Jewish cousins, they have been also saving the culture, the heritage of the Jewish people. So some of the oldest synagogues in the world are found and protected by the Muslims in the Muslim land. So for this protection and for the thriving of the Jewish communities under the Muslim land, thank the Muslims. According to the Tanakh, the Old Testament of the Jewish people take Moses as the greatest of all their prophets. According to Islam, obviously we take him as a Muslim. But even if we go with the Jewish people that he's a Jewish prophet, the Jewish cousins and the Christian cousins would be amazed to find out Prophet Moses is mentioned by name the most in the Quran, 136 times. So of honoring of a Jewish prophet by 1.7 billion Muslims, my Jewish cousins, thank the Muslims. The number one reason why our Jewish cousins should thank the Muslims is because of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. When Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he moved from Makkah to Medina, he found out that there were Jewish people living up there. So the very first thing that he did was to form a constitution, a charter, called as the Medina Charter, that the Muslims and the Jewish people, we are going to be one people. We are going to be one people. He gave Jewish people the right to worship their faith, the freedom. He gave them the right to have their own courts, their own way of practicing, their own culture. And he preserved their heritage. The Jewish Chronicle mentioned that Islam saved the Jewry. Thank the Muslims. My Jewish cousins, for all the help and the favor and the protection the Muslims have given to you, the least you could do is thank the Muslims. But before you thank the Muslims, you should thank God, because God is the one who appointed the Muslims as your protectors. My Jewish cousins, just like you desired peace and protection and freedom, your Palestinian Muslims also desired the same. But peace cannot be achieved by death and destruction and building high walls, but peace can be achieved when a person submits to the Creator. My Jewish cousins, peace can be achieved by doing justice. By doing justice to your fellow humans, and when you do justice to your fellow humans, you will find out that your friend in this world and in the hereafter would be peace.